Hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you're at in time and space, welcome to this moment. Isn't that an interesting thought right off the bat? We get together each Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or whatever day that you listen, but it is always in this now moment that we actually come together. I almost feel like we want to pause for a moment to welcome the moment. And isn't that funny? What if we could be that reverent in our lives, that every moment was sacred? Okay, I'm already on a rant. But really, I was just thinking before making this recording, what a blessing it is to be able to do this. Even if it was no one was listening, but you are listening. And in that, it helps me to be better in my life, to really consider what it is that I would like to share with the world. And right now, you are my world, you and I, in this moment. It is such a beautiful blessing to be together in this way. Okay, well, it's Wednesday, December 2nd. I'm pretty sure about that. Don't quote me. I could be wrong. But it is Wednesday, and it's a glorious, sunny, warm Wednesday where the air is in the 40 degrees area, but the sun is warm to the skin. And so I was just out in the morning feeling all of this magnificence. And how the sun lights me up. And yes, there'll be days of rain probably and cold weather and all that. But right now the sun is out and it is brilliant. So let that sunlight shine through this time that we share together. And please get yourself comfortable if you're not already that way. And I'd like to begin today with a prayer. We talked about this on Sunday, if you happen to be at service. A way of engaging the divine through the prayer life to really honor what God is to us. And so as I offer this prayer, I will pause between each line, and if you'd like, wherever you're at, you can repeat it out loud or silently within yourself, or you can just listen and let the prayer do its work. I like to bring my hands to heart center. If you practice yoga, you know this is called Anjali Mudra, the heart mudra. With the thumbs gently resting against the sternum and the fingers pointed up, spread apart. Sort of a gesture of receiving. As if to say, my attention is now in my heart center, which connects me to all of life. Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, Friend, Beloved God, Saints of all religions, humbly we bow to you all. May thy love shine forever on the sanctuary of my devotion. And may I be able to awaken thy love in all hearts. And so it is. Amen. And then if you're sitting cross-legged like me, you can simply place your hands in your lap, or if you're sitting on a chair, the same thing. And we continue the gesture of receptivity by having the hands open and ready. And maybe you can feel what it would be like if a little sweet bird was to land in your hand. If you clutched it, it would fly away. But if you were still, the bird would linger for a while. And we know those birds represent divine ideas. So let those divine ideas come through us today. And then in the other hand, perhaps an angel or two or ten. Same thing, resting there, giving us the divine realizations that we as human beings are looking for. Okay. If your eyes aren't already closed and you do like to close your eyes, go ahead and do that now. With the same idea, very gently, so that all the muscles of your face are soft around your eyes. Lips are gently touching together. The jaw is soft, not clenched at all. The eyes are not squeezed shut, but gently shut, so that your face is soft. So here we are, open and receptive to this living spirit of truth. And now lift through your spine a little taller, as if you were raising the crown of your head, or better, as if the crown of your head were being raised by a golden tether linking you with heaven. And then the tailbone and the root rooted into Mother Earth and our humanity, our humanness, and our physical being. So look what we have done. Become keenly aware of the connection of heaven and earth. So we are fully in the body, yet fully realizing our divine nature, which is pure and holy. And so let each breath now become a representation of this idea. I am. God is. God is. I am. One of the reasons that we notice the breath without trying to control it is that when we do this, it naturally harmonizes with itself. As you observe your breath, you begin to notice the perfect harmony that exists in the inhale, the momentary pause, the exhale, a different momentary pause, and then the inhale, and the exhale. The God is, the I am. Until the breath becomes its own beautiful circular rhythm. You may even visualize this as the infinity symbol dancing with itself, crossing in the center, eternal in nature, pure and holy. So we set the inner attention here, breath and heartbeat, presence, divine awareness. And before we go into the silence, I would like to offer to you a consideration. And that is that our thoughts are not our own. We may think that they are. We may think that what goes through our mind is just ours, but that is not so. As Paramahansa Yogananda taught, thoughts themselves are universally, not individually, rooted. So how do we arrive at our own thoughts then? It is by attuning our inner radio dial, just like any good radio station, to a certain frequency, which literally allows certain thoughts to flow through us, rather than creating them within us. So whatever it is that you tune your inner radio dial to, you will receive thoughts and thus feelings of that nature. For a while, until it is not so, many times we do this unconsciously. Until we begin to take a different kind of responsibility for our lives. And I bring this to you because it is one of the main purposes for prayer and meditation, to attune ourselves with the divine. Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, Friend, Beloved God, I seek to attune to you now. And in this divine attunement is a sort of purification that comes through and neutralizes thoughts that are not of the divine nature. In this way, we don't actually do anything except for allow. We tune the radio dial of our inner frequency to the best and most high that we can imagine in life and as life itself, and let that flow through us. As always with these meditation times that we spend together, it is better to allow this information to do its work within you rather than trying to figure it out or intellectually understand it. We just let it be what it is. Now notice your inner attention again. And notice the perfect harmony of your infinite breath. And then the simple mantra, God is, I am. And this is one very simple way that we attune ourselves with the divine. So as we move into the silence, it is quite normal for the brain to try and wander or divert us with thinking about things. And it is why we bring a deeper focus, a more internal focus, and yet a higher and more external focus simultaneously. God is, I am. And now as we endeavor to go into the silence together, raise that awareness to the Christ Consciousness Center in the center of the forehead, the point between the eyebrows, both within your mind, that is, just about in the center of your head itself, and yet also out in front of you. Again, noticing the perfect crossing at the center. Stay focused here and use whatever mantra you would like, or none at all, as we enter the silence together for several minutes. And then gently and slowly let your awareness filter back into your physical being, all the way to the tips of your toes, and then coming up, filling every cell of your body with new awareness, all the way up through your legs, your torso, all of your internal organs, your heart and your lungs, your shoulders and your arms, fingertips, especially your throat chakra today. And then up into the brain. And we'll spend a moment here in the brain. Just notice what you notice here. Whatever you'd like rooted out, you don't even need to know necessarily what it is. If something is limiting you, imagine limitation itself being transformed in the sacred fire. Use your Christ consciousness and the light of God to burn this up, literally to roast it, transmute it. Feel your brain being purified. And now let that go. I am purified. And now it is easy to be in the heart as we let our attention come back to the heart where we began. Only now feel the divine power that wants to emanate from you. It must be given. And so we let it out into the world, in all directions, infinitely, easily blessing our community, which surrounds us now, our country, our world, and all worlds. Okay, we are attuned. And so now we bring the hands back to Anjali Mudra at heart center. And we offer up a universal blessing in the form of a prayer. And again, you can repeat these words after me if you like to do that. May all beings everywhere be peaceful and happy. And may our thoughts, words, and actions contribute to the freedom of all. Om, peace,